Proclamation number 3789 of 3rd of June, 1946. Spiritual looking consciously and unconsciously. Let yourselves be introduced into the kingdom of the blissful spirits who dwell close to God, surrounded by light, and are indescribably happy. In order to be able to visualize this kingdom for you humans on earth, your spiritual vision has to be opened, and this requires a corresponding degree of maturity of the soul which, however, you can achieve with goodwill. Then you will be able to detach yourselves from earth and mentally lift yourselves into those spheres. You will be able to receive profound impressions and carry them back to earth, which are of greatest benefit for your ascent development. For the spiritual eye can see things which are invisible to the bodily eye, and the state of spiritual seeing is already blissful, for it is a state of maturity. The beholders are aspirants of the kingdom of light, otherwise the gift of spiritual seeing would be withheld from them. He is able to see incomparably glorious things, and his soul thereby receives unmeasured strength and grace. Yet it can only take back to earth a dreamlike experience. It will only be able to faintly and indistinctly reproduce what it was allowed to see spiritually. Nevertheless, the human being should strive to attain the degree of maturity which enables him to see spiritually. For once he has entered the kingdom of light and spirit, the earthly world with all its dangers is completely invalidated, and nothing can harm his soul anymore, for the forces of the kingdom of light hold it and never allow a decline in development. If the human being seriously struggles and strives, the beings of light will come to meet him and fetch his soul over into the spiritual kingdom, often unconsciously for the human being, until he has reached the degree that he can also detach himself from earth in a conscious state, and the soul will ascend into the spheres of light. Then his bliss knows no bounds, for the glory of God will be revealed to him as far as his soul and body are able to grasp it. But few people reach that level on earth where they can consciously see and communicate what they see to their fellow human beings. Unconsciously, however, souls often dwell in the spiritual kingdom but are deprived of the memory of it when awake for the sake of their own salvation. For a too weak faith would certainly be strengthened by it, but by a kind of compulsion which is not beneficial for the soul. But as soon as faith is strong, there is no danger for the soul, and what it has seen spiritually can remain in its memory so that it can bring it to the attention of fellow human beings. Seek to attain this strong faith, for it will provide you with further knowledge, knowledge about things which words alone are unable to explain, which are too immense to be accessible to people who are still imperfect and to whom words could certainly be conveyed, but they would lack all understanding for them. But you could acquire this knowledge through strong faith and already be blissfully happy on earth, because then there will no longer be any doubt in you, because you will have complete clarity, because you will then be permeated by light yourselves. As soon as you have once entered spheres of light and can never ever fall back into darkness again. Amen.